They were cooing and gurgling at each other like a brace of punch-drunk doves. What repugnant theatrics.
Although, now that you mention it, Harriet's mother once started an argument like that with me. To stir up some emotional activity, she said. Come to think of it, when we did make up, it was rather wonderful. Yes, yes, indeed.
I must make a note to call Mrs. Compton the first chance I get. I must call Mrs.
Are you? Oh, no, that's quite all right, Miss Brooks.
Oh, it's no trouble at all, Mr. Cattle.
And Miss Brooks, I should like it very much if you would leave my office now. No. If you are not out of this office by the time I count three, I shall absolutely shred you!
Mr. Critch!
And don't slam that door! Yes, Miss Brooks, I did. I wanted to report to you the result of my adopting your suggestion.
My suggestion?
Yes. Yes, acting on your conversational tip of a few moments ago, I called my wife, Martha, and started an argument with her.
Really, Mr. Counselor? Do you think it worked?
I think it did, yes. Miss Brooks?
Yes?
Martha has left me.
Left you? How do you know?
Well, I thought I'd gone at it a bit strongly on my first call, so after a few moments, I rang my home again.
And?
The housekeeper informed me that Mrs. Conklin had left the house with the valise.
With a valise?
The same thing happened the last time we quarreled. She took off for her mother's home in Montrose like a wounded buffalo. Now, if you'll stay in my office, Miss Brooks, I'll try to head her off at the railroad
but
station.
But, sir, my class...
Put my daughter Harriet in charge as monitor. You must stay here till I get back.
Well, I'm terribly sorry it worked out like this, Mr. Conklin, but I must say you're showing remarkable self-control.
Thank you. There's no time for recrimination now. However, upon my return to this institution,
I shall absolutely shred you!
I told you it was not a hot car. I borrowed it from one of my pupils.
That one, to be exact.
See? You overzealous minion of the law.
Thank you. You've already done so much for me.
I could break every bone in your... Oh, shut up!
Osgood, I know you're upset here, but you mustn't raise your voice in the presence of others.
You're right. I mustn't raise my voice in the presence of others.
Now say goodnight to everyone and jump into a nice hot tub.
Very well. Good night, everyone, and jump into a nice hot tub.